This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
We're going to end our series on wrongness by looking at a very brief question and its answer. How often do we need to accept that we are wrong? Well, the answer is every time that we commit wrongdoing. We see in Acts chapter 8 of a man named Simon, who at one time was bewitching the people, verse 9. Verse 13, we learn that he was baptized because he believed in Jesus Christ. Then we see that he was trying to purchase the gift of God by asking the apostles if he could have the ability that they had to lay on his hands on people so that they could have the Holy Ghost and the ability to perform the miraculous. Well, Peter tells him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God." Notice verse 22, "Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee." We see that he is not right with God. Why? He has committed sin, 1 John 3 and verse 4. We see that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6 and verse 23. Therefore, he needs to repent. He needs to accept that he is wrong, and he needs to embrace the will of God and obey the will of God. He needs to pray to God. 1 John 1 and verse 9 tells us if we confess our sins to God, if we come to God and admit that we're wrong, God will forgive us. So, how often do we need to admit that we are wrong? Every time that we commit wrongdoing, so that we can continuously walk in the light and have the blood of Christ cleanse us from all sin.